Greetings, radio friends, and this is Good News Hour, coming to you again today, bringing you another message from the precious and holy Word of God. In a previous broadcast, we spoke to you of the man in the glory that sat down in the right hand of the Majesty on high. And then we spoke of that man coming down to earth and finishing the work the Father gave him to do. That was the work of putting away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Then we had him who sat down on the right hand of God. The work was done. He could now rest, and we can rest in him. Today, I want to speak to you of a man that looked down. This is before he came down. I read that with you. This time it's Psalm 14 and verse 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. The Lord looked down. Imagine the great God of glory vitally interested in the sons of men. And he took time to look down from his lofty throne, and he looked down to see if there were any that did understand and if there were any that did seek after God. And since there were none, then I'll tell you what he did. We have God sent forth his Son. Now we have in verse John's Gospel, chapter 12 and verse 3, he came from God, the man that was sent down by God the Father, came down for one purpose, that he might bring us to God. That he might bring us to God. And before he could do that, the Word of God said, he died the just for the unjust ones, that he might bring us to God. That was the purpose of his coming into the world. Once again, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, we have this one laying down his life for us. Laying down his life for us. And again, he repeated these words, I lay down my life of myself. I have the power to lay it down. And I have the power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. That one that laid down his life for us on the cross of Calvary. He was in the grave for a period of about 3 days. And then on the third day, God raised him from the dead by the power of an endless life. And he's back again in the glory now, sitting at the right hand of God, satisfied with what he has done and satisfied to be back with the Father. But again, as he looks down from the height of his sanctuary, that Savior, that first looked down and then came down and then laid down his life for us, now sits down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And as he looks down, he is trying to get men and women to come up. He looked down that he might bring them up. He came down that he might bring them up. He laid down his life that they might not lay down theirs. And he sat down, and then the Word of God makes this very plain. We can sit with him in the kingdom of God. We can sup with him. We can serve with him. We can sit with him. Now, beloved friends, may the God of glory stamp indelibly on your hearts and minds what we've read to you from the precious Word of God. And let us see once again, as the Lord might give help, as we try to bring these verses of Scripture once again before our minds. We want to see what was in the heart of our God, and we want to see what God has in store for us in that great heart of His for the sons of men. I'm repeating once again the first Scripture that I call our attention to, and again, this is the way it reads. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, so vitally interested in them was he. Do you remember on one occasion when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden? The Lord came down into the garden in the cool of the day. That man that in the previous days he had had communication with and evidently had happy times together, this time when he came, something happened. Sin came into the world, and the Word of God says, by one man, sin came into the world, and death came into the world. And I tell you, friends, we are suffering from sin today, and we're suffering from death today, day by day, and week by week, and year by year. We cart away our loved ones to the cemetery, and oh, the broken hearts in this world. Well, it's all because of sin. And then the Word of God says about us, Not only did Adam sin against God and was driven from that palatial home, that most beautiful of all places that this earth had ever experienced, and the Word said, God drove out the man. He is angry with sin, and he's angry with the wicked. Now, friends, there is a difference between anger and God hating the person. You, as parents, will understand this. Oftentimes, my father was so angry, he just felt like slapping me down to the ground, and I richly deserved it. But I want to tell you something. I had a gracious, loving father that I revere and respect as one of the greatest Christians that I have ever known. A man with a clean mind, a man with a clean mouth, and I can look back over all the years I spent under the roof of my father. I could repeat right here and now any word my father ever repeated all my lifetime, so that you'll know he had a clean mouth and a clean mind and a clean heart. Well, my father loved me, but I want to tell you some of the things that I said he did not love. Some of the things I did he did not love. I want to tell you, friend, I put that man on his knees, and let me tell you a little about him now. My father said about my eldest brother, from the day that boy was born and even before, I prayed that God might have him in the kingdom of God. I want my children saved. And again, my father has said, I would rather have any of my children saved and on their way to heaven as to be the president of the United States or any king or ruler that ever was in this life. But I want my children to be not presidents, but I want them to reign as kings in the kingdom of God. Now, he lived to that end, and he prayed to that end, and he would mention the names of his family one by one, and he would say, Oh God, remember my children that are born in sin. Remember my children that could die in their sins unless a pardoning God comes to the rescue. Remember my children and keep them from going to an endless hell. My dear and loving Father, believe this, sons and daughters, if you're not in heaven, there's another place and only one. And I say again this afternoon, I say again today, that that place above is open to everybody. And there is now in heaven that one that looked down, that one that came down, and that one that sat down. He is looking down to see, is there one sinner in this state that will accept my son as their Savior? Is there anyone that will come to Jesus and take him as the one that loved them and died in their place? Unless they do, they'll never be in the kingdom of God. But, beloved friends, again, let me just say this. My father lived to see six of his family, and six of his family all putting their faith in Christ, and two of his sons are attempting to preach the gospel, yea, even three of them, and others have lived and manifested the life of Christ in their life. And the Apostle Paul could say, the life that I now live, his life in the past, he said, I was the chief of sinners. Listen to what he said in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. This is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And then again he added, of whom I am chief. And he saved the chief, and he saved the first, he saved the worst, and he's able to save you, friend. Would you like to be saved? Oh, said someone, more than any other one thing in this life. But I don't fully understand salvation. Well, friends, I don't fully understand it. I can scarcely conceive that the great God of glory ever loved me, and I can hardly believe that he ever came down and died in my place for all my sin. But God had said it, and that's what makes me believe it. If it had come from man, I could not have believed it. But since it came from God, you see, we mentioned a moment ago, when Adam sinned, God came after him. And God said, Adam, where art thou? And God tried to search him out, and God found him out, and he said, I was naked, and I hid myself. Now men and women hide because of sin, and men and women have always hidden away from God. He said, they will not come unto me that they might have life. Now you have death by sin, you have life by righteousness. and the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, has taken our place. And now if we accept him, we'll have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Well, again, let me repeat once more. He looked down from heaven from the height of his sanctuary, and then he saw men in their sin. And the next thing he did, he came down. He came right to earth. And the next thing he did, thirdly, he went to the cross and laid down his life for us. Sin must be put away. And men couldn't put away their own sin, but the Savior could. And the Savior declares he did. And I believe him, and I receive him, and I trust him with my soul. And I want to tell you, friend, he'll never let me down. Then after he did all this, he sat down when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, and there he is today. And beloved friend, he is still interested in you. And doubtless, friend, many, many times you have felt as a young boy, as you were grown up, and even now as older, I need salvation. I'm not ready to meet God. You never will be till you accept Christ. But if you accept Christ, he'll accept you. And the Word of God says, he hath made us accepted in the Beloved One. Trust him now, and God will make good that word in his soul, your soul. Thou shalt be saved.
Surely listening once again to the Good News Hour,
the program wholly dedicated to the Word of God. And surely you could not have listened to a message that you have just heard without to some degree being stirred in the deepest recesses of your heart. When you think of one who not only looked down from the glory, but that one who came down, think of the distance. You see, when we look up, we see the heavens studded with stars, and we can look far beyond that. And faith takes us right into the immediate presence of our God. And we see there one who has not only accomplished for us a perfect and eternal redemption, but is now thoroughly satisfied and invites men and women to himself that they too may joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we repeat that that one who came from God and went to God is definitely concerned about every man, every woman, every boy and girl in the entire world. And we certainly stress again and again that it is possible for a person to die unsaved, but it is not possible for any person to die unloved. And we trust that what you have been listening to has created within your heart some degree of desire to want to know him as the peace bringer, as the peace giver, to know him as your own personal Savior. Now, if you desire further spiritual help, drop a line, please, in care of the station to which you are now listening, or to Evangelist John A. Horn, 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas. Meantime, God bless you is our prayer.